Hey, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. You can find us on digital, AM, FM, satellite, iTunes, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart along with Rachel Martin. And coming up, well, today is Darwin Day and Charles Darwin is here. Well, no, he'd be 199 years old. But someone knows a lot about the theory of evolution, and Mr. Darwin will be in studio very shortly, so stay with us. But first, we do want to get you some news headlines with Miss Rachel Martin.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. The tiny country of East Timor declared a state of emergency today after rebel attacks on the country's top leaders yesterday. The president of East Timor, Jose Ramos Horta, was shot and critically wounded. The prime minister was also targeted but escaped injury. The violence thrust the tiny country into a fresh crisis and raised fears of more political turmoil. Australian troops are arriving in the capital, Dili, to help bolster the peacekeeping force in East Timor. We'll get more on the story from an Australian journalist in just a few minutes. Two CBS journalists in Iraq have been reported missing. According to a statement by the network, the journalists went missing in the southern city of Basra. Iraqi police say the reporters and a reporter and his translator were taken away Sunday after masked gunmen entered their hotel. CBS said all efforts were underway to find their employees. The network has not released the identities of the two, but executives say they've been in touch with their families. Yahoo is turning the tables after rejecting Microsoft's attempts to buy out the company. The struggling internet giant is looking to do some dealing of its own. They're reaching out to another troubled web behemoth, AOL, to see if the two companies can forge a partnership. Analysts see that kind of agreement as the best way for Yahoo to ward off a Microsoft takeover. Meanwhile, Bill Gates and company are still in the picture. Yahoo's rejection left the door open for a better offer, and Microsoft is said to be considering a higher bid. Next time you fly to Europe, you may arrive with dirty hands. That's because the continent will consider a plan to require all foreign travelers, including Americans, to be fingerprinted upon arrival and departure in Europe. If the European Parliament gives its approval, it would mean fingerprint information for tens of millions of citizens would make its way into foreign databases in coming years. The U.S. and Japan already require foreigners to be fingerprinted and photographed when they arrive. That is the news, and it is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.